Okay, I will not be referencing the document he sent out. Maybe we'll get him figure out what happened here. This guy in technology and phone security. So I'm gonna assume he has something going on there. Oh, there he is. I'm just something here. Tony, you having trouble getting on? Okay, everybody else is in here. I wonder what happened to you. You wanna exit out and try again? Did you click on the link I sent? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Well, just click out of it and click on it again, or go to betheedge.com and click on the website right there where it says join the call. Either one of those should get you in. Betheedge.com, yeah. Huh. Yep. There you are. All right. See you on the call here. Hey guys, we're going, if you got to jump off, I get it. We're going to certainly run over a couple of minutes so that Tony has his full five with us, but Tony's good to see you. And well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. Sorry about some technical difficulties, which we'll figure out at another time. We're glad you made it, Tony. Looking forward to this. Y'all, Tony DeKemper is the CEO for Rampart Communications. I think that's right, Tony, up around D.C. They work with the government on some pretty amazing things I can't go into because I want to save his time for him. But let me just say this. We have some pretty eclectic folks in this group. We have some amazing backgrounds. Tony is a true Renaissance man in the fullest sense of that word, but I just encourage you sometime to connect with him and learn his story. Tony, you still here? Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah. So Tony, your five starts now. Go, brother.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry I'm late. I don't know what happened. Couldn't get into the Zoom meeting. So I'll try and do this quickly. Thank you for inviting me, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here. Kevin said I had 5 seconds, so I'll go really fast. The question he posed to me is, you know, what do you do to bring Christ into the work environment? So hopefully everyone had a chance to briefly look at the information that we sent out yesterday. I'll just say that, you know, for probably the last 30 years or so, I've been building organizational culture. And 30 years ago, I didn't know what that meant. And I didn't really understand how to bring Christ into the workplace other than talking to people one-on-one. What I've learned in the meantime is that most people are starving for an environment where they can feel safe and feel trusted and be trusted. So learned a little bit about how to do that. That's what I'm going to share with you today. First thing I'll share is a verse. Romans 12:18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. And that verse is really important and paramount to me in the sense of this culture building, because I think today people live in fear and they're afraid to trust and they don't really feel like they can get along with people. And so in building environments, part of what I do is help people understand what the expectation is. So what we sent out yesterday is called our guiding principles. The guiding principles are, if you look deeply at them, they're spiritual principles, they're biblical, but they're written in simple terms in terms of what we expect people to do and how we expect people to behave. So, you know, as workers, we spend the vast majority of our waking hours in a given day in the work environment, right? And so coming to grips with the fact that work is mission and mission is work, and how do we help people get value out of that time, not just be productive and get work done and go home? So to say that we generally talk in business about vision and mission and values, and those are very high level and abstract. Concrete is behaviors. How do we actually treat each other? And unfortunately, most people operate on fear, not faith, day to day. So we have an environment where we hire people and we tell them we expect them to behave a certain way. Those are the guiding principles that you wrote yesterday. And in that, we talk about grace. So part of how we bring faith into the work environment is by setting a clear and shared specific expectation that's documented on paper, which is what we shared yesterday. And then the follow-on to that is, because we're all flawed and sinful, we're going to fail every day. And we set that expectation as well. And then we talk about grace. So when we have those conversations about why did you do this behavior, it's not acrimonious or contentious, it's in love. And I will just say that over the course of my career, I've been stunned to see and watch and understand and hear how people respond when you approach them with understanding and grace in the face of a failure, as opposed to some kind of negative approach. So people are very used to getting in trouble at work, and when you approach them and say, I noticed you were doing this, what's the problem? And they are able to share their challenges, the real challenges and the real pains they have, and you meet them with love, fundamentally alters their day-to-day work experience and provides a myriad of opportunities to demonstrate grace and to share the gospel. And we do that here probably on a weekly basis, where people are seeking peace and joy and not realizing that the root of that is salvation. So I'm going to actually stop there. I've tried to do this quickly. I will share one other verse, and I'm sure you're all very familiar with this, and it's Philippians 4, 8, and 9. And it sort of speaks to, when we give feedback, how do we do it? And it has to do with the guiding principles. When people don't live up to them, how do you have the conversation? And so it's doing it in the spirit of grace, but also with this in mind. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And the dwell on these things is to be constantly thinking about, right? The things you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and then the God of peace will be with you. So part of the point there is that as we provide feedback to those around us, we focus on all the good things about them and the good things that they do first, and then speak about the things that need to improve with grace and love and understanding. And as simple as that is, and as simple as it sounds, it opens an incredible amount of doors to sharing from the heart and sharing the gospel. So I'll stop there. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, thank you, Tony. That's good stuff. It's almost illegal having sat in rooms with you talking longer to constrain you to that kind of time. Good stuff, though. I appreciate it. And